And speaking of Australia, its domestic spy agency has given a frank and unprecedented account of foreign interference within its borders that national security experts say applies here as well. So Australian Security Intelligence Organisation Director General Michael Burgess says some of the tactics being used against his country are so sophisticated, they sound like they've sprung from the pages of a Cold War thriller. In the first of his annual threat assessments, the spy boss talked about a sleeper agent and his spy masters and scholarly spies infiltrating universities. Amy Williams reports.
The Australian Security Intelligence Organisation has come out of the shadows. Its Director General, Michael Burgess, says the level of threat Australia faces from foreign espionage and interference activities is higher now than it was at the height of the Cold War. He revealed that a Foreign Intelligence Service's sleeper agent lay dormant in the country for years before feeding his spymasters information about Australia-based expatriate dissidents, leading to them and their families being harassed. Paul Buchanan is a security analyst and warns it's a similar story here.
Everything that ASIO has said about these foreign espionage, intelligence gathering and influence activities is bound to be true for New Zealand as well, that New Zealand, in fact, will have a microcosmic version of what the Australians are talking about, so we should be on our guard.
He says reading between the lines, Australia's main concern, like New Zealand's, is foreign interference from China. Australia's spy boss sounded the alarm over visiting scientists and academics ingratiating themselves into university life with the aim of conducting clandestine intelligence collection. He says this strikes at the very heart of our notions of free and fair academic exchange. Dr. Buchanan says he's concerned New Zealand's universities do not appear to be vetting foreign researchers or scientists or students.
These sort of activities, that is scientists coming to engage in intellectual property theft or, you know, people coming to keep an eye on dissident populations in the university communities, those things do not seem to be on the radar scope of higher education authorities.
Derek McCormack, Vice Chancellor of Auckland University of Technology, chairs University New Zealand, a committee representing the country's eight universities. He says the country's security agencies meet with the committee each year to discuss security issues relating to students or research.
They have their own monitoring that they do. They will approach universities about specific cases if they're concerned, and they asked us to watch out for certain things.
Mr. McCormack says it is not universities' job to check national security issues with every student or staff member. That responsibility, he says, rests with government agencies.
They have been set up by our government to protect us and our nation from security risks of the kind that are being talked about. And it's therefore their job to help us to deal with those. It's not our job to set ourselves up as a quasi-national security agency.
2 years ago, it was reported New Zealand's Security Intelligence Service investigated a Chinese national studying for a PhD in electronic engineering over concerns his work could be used for sensitive military purposes. Earlier this month, the heads of the SIS and the Government Communications Security Bureau appeared before the Intelligence and Security Committee for their annual review. They highlighted an increase in tip-offs from the public about extremist views and an increase in the severity of cybersecurity incidents on New Zealand's nationally significant organisations by sophisticated state-sponsored actors. Dr. Buchanan says knowing these threats, New Zealand needs to discuss what kind of society it wants to be.
Larger powers, mostly run by authoritarian regimes, have realized that if they engage in these influence operations, even if there are subtle shifts in the targeted country, that can pursue their interests. It's an undermine them from within strategy.
The SIS is expected to publish the first of what will become an annual unclassified report on security threats in July. For Morning Report, Amy Williams.